Okay, welcome everybody. Glad to see that you haven't been scared off by any famous topic documentation. My name is Frank Sinnemeyer. I'm a member of the SUSE documentation team, and I would like to present you the new documentation project we have launched in December called Lessons for Lizards. The project consists of a book we call Lessons for Lizards and a tool set, actually an RPM with style sheets, match mechanics, dictionary. I'll come to that later. The book itself should be a community documentation book for OpenSUSE, and should not replace the existing documentation, but rather complements it. In contrast to the official documentation shipped with OpenSUSE, it will be, a cookbook style book, where you find recipes and how to do certain things. So, more details about the book. It is a book from users for users, so everybody who is interested in documentating SUSE Linux is invited to join this project. And it covers more specific or exotic topics than the internally produced manuals. For instance, complex setup. Just imagine you want to set up a home network with a small router, things like that. These topics are covered in the official manuals, but Lessons for Lizards would be the place where you can document that. It could also be possible to document third-party products. Actually, we've got articles about Looking Glass 3D or VirtualBox in there. And the third major thing we would like to see in there is specific configurations, such as creating a bootable USB stick. As I told you early on, it should be step-by-step recipes or hands-on guides, so you can actually put the manual next to your machine and start doing things. We are planning to ship Lessons for Lizards with the upcoming OpenSUSE distribution, so 10.3 will be the first one to ship Lessons for Lizards. And it will be available in PDF, HTML, and there's also an option to export your documentation to Wikitext. This is important if you're actually having a documentation on OpenSUSE.org. With our toolset, you will have the ability to maintain it. Maintain it in XML and to export Wikitext to OpenSUSE. So, how to contribute? We've set up a web page on developer.dev.com featuring everything you need to get started. First thing, there's documentation, FAQs, quick starts. You can find the project files there. You can download the latest builds of the book from there. The book itself is written in DocBook. Exams are stored in SVN, so you can anonymously check out the files, work on your machine at home, and then submit them to the SVN later. There's some requirements you need to have. You need to have Java and FOP installed, so you will probably have to add a text repository to get Java. You will have to install our toolset, the SUSE.RPM. I will come to that later. You will need to have an OpenSUSE login and become a project member in order to be able to submit your stuff to the SVN. And of course you need to have some DocBook or XML skills. If you don't have them, just contact me or the other guys at the documentation team, we will help you. So, besides the obvious writing articles for the book, there are other things you can do to contribute to the project if you like to. That is, proofread existing articles, test recipes or lessons in the book, translate stuff to your own language, or help users to help other authors to create graphics. And our layout, at the moment we've got a very basic layout, so we would like to see some more fancy graphics and to work on that if you like that. And you can also help us to improve our XSLT strategies if you are more familiar with DocBook and XML stuff. So, what to do when you've got problems or need support? As I told you earlier on, there's some FAQs and extensive documentation on the project website. We've got a mailing list, opensuse.doc at opensuse.org, where all the authors discuss the articles and problems. All the members of the SUSE documentation team are present there as well. And you can always contact us directly, preferably via mail, and we'll help you with every problem you have, such as software installation or migrating your existing documents into XML. If you've got a document that you want to have in the book and don't have XML skills, don't worry, we will help you to migrate this into XML. We'll also help you with stunching issues and SVN problems. If you want to actually see this guy, I've got printouts with me and you can have a look at it. I think it doesn't make too much sense to show it here on my computer. So you're welcome to join me later that day. So the second thing is our tool set. We wanted to make contributing to this project as easy as it could be, and so we published the tool set we are using internally to create our documentation as a SUSE.RPM. This is currently hosted on the build service. See the URL over there. And it contains all the style sheets, all make mechanics, and an ASPEL dictionary, which contains SUSE-specific acronyms and things like that. We are planning to ship this RPM with 10.3, but it didn't make 10.2, so currently it's only available through the build service. Once we are updating it, you will get notified on OpenSUSE.doc. This package requires Java and the newest FOP version, which is also available on the repository. The FOP is the processor that turns the XSLFO into PDF. And the current stable release version has got some limitations, so we've packaged the latest version from the SVN track that actually has got a lot of new features implemented and works quite well. And you need to have a SUSE Linux 10.0 or the newer versions. As I told you, one part of the SUSE.doc RPM is the XSLT style sheets. We've got master style sheets that create HTML, PDF, and wiki markup. So if you're maintaining a chapter in XML, just export it to wiki markup and then you can cut and paste it to OpenSUSE.org. We've also got helper style sheets which do profiling. We can do things to extract the structure IDs and things like that from XML. So these timesheets may also be helpful if you're working with XML documentation on some other projects. Small profiling, I don't know if everybody's familiar with profiling from XML sources. There's the possibility to mark certain phrases or paragraphs with profiling attributes such as OS or architecture. And that will give us the chance to, for instance, produce two versions of the manual, one for the open source version and another one that covers non-open source software such as Acrobeat or other third-party software versions. So you will have a single XML source and the stylesheets will take care of profiling when you build the OSS version. Articles marked as non-OS will not show up. It also gives us the advantage to mark certain sections that are only valid for a certain architecture, such as 64-bit versus 32-bit. We're actually using this in our official documentation as well. So what makes it really interesting, what makes the SUSE.doc RPM really interesting is that it helps you to create a book from your XML sources without you having to know the process. You're actually working on the XML source and you want to get a PDF or an HTML. There are certain steps the machinery has to do. First it has to create profile XML sources and has to convert images. And from there on, the stylesheets will either be HTML or XLFO files, which then will be converted into PostScript PDF. And this is where our make mechanics steps in. We've got a big make file that accepts tiles like PDF, HTML, and then works off a certain set of rules to create just what you want it to do. So this is kind of a do-stuff approach, we call it that, because you just actually tell make me a PDF and it just does that. Without you having to know how to create the PDF from your XML sources. I don't know if anybody of you has ever tried that. It involves a lot of command line options, a lot of xtprog calls, so you don't have to care about that. Just type in make PDF and you will get the PDFs. So, the benefits are that the whole process chain, profiling and generating XLFO and things like that, is always completed. It always makes sure the XML validates and is well formatted. You don't need to know xtprog commands, and you can easily script that. In fact, I'm using that for the lessons for Lizard export file. I wrote a small script that just creates PDF, HTML, and exports it via rsync to our website on developer.novell.com. And the reason why we made this main mechanics is because we don't know of any software, that, at least of any open source software, that does such a thing. There are certain editors like Oxygen, for instance, that that create PDF, but these are non-open source. So as far as I know, this is the single piece of software that directly creates PDF, HTML, Wikitext from an XML source. There's more to the mechanics, to the make mechanics. You can actually customize it, and it stores all the information it needs in an environment file where a lot of the variables are set, and you can either modify the environment file or modify the value of the variables directly like from command line. So you could set, you could use another DTD, for instance. You can have different main files, XML main files defining the project. You can alter the name of the book. You can specify different FO processors, like FOP or XCP. You can have different layouts, and you can build parts of the book with the root ID feature. So this comes in handy when you want to export an article as a wiki, for instance. So you don't need to have, so you don't need to export the whole book. You can just specify a root ID and only this chapter will get exported. Okay, there are a lot of make targets. Some the obvious one, creating PDFs, color PDFs, HTML, wiki, and text. We've got other targets that help you to create well-formatted XML files. One is make validate, which validates your XML sources. Then there's a target that checks HTTP or FTP links. And then there are several targets that package the whole bunch of files that mean the XML files, the environment files, graphics and things like that. One of them is this book, which creates a tarball with everything you need there, so you can always take the whole project with you. That's it. Any questions?
Is it at all feasible to go back from, say, Wiki for that to the document, or is that
not possible? No, that's unfortunately not possible.
Just because there's too much information in the document.
Yes. So if you're actually maintaining a file on OpenSUSE.org, we can help you to make an XML file out of it, and then you can maintain your file in XML. If you're not familiar with XML, it sounds scary, but actually it's pretty easy. So pretty much like HTML. The SUSE.org RPM is released under the GPL, so if you've got your own documentation project, feel free to use it. It's not bound to the Lessons for Lizard project. Any other questions? Okay. Thanks a lot. And when you want to see the book, please come over to the desk. I'll show it to you. Okay, thank you.